no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. Oh, cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine. You can be what you want to be.
Cloud nine.
You yeah. ain't got no responsibility.
And I'm the man, every man is free.
And you're a million miles from reality.
Temptations.
That's that psychedelic shack stuff.
Oh, right? Look, man, I love that album too.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome everyone. This is Monday Night Madness. I am WB, and to my left, it is the
Professor Pop Culture. Good evening, world.
Good evening, good evening. And to our listeners, thank you so much. To our regulars, guys, I sent you a text earlier, a lot of you, right? And tonight's, I'm going to let the professor explain this. It's going to be a very, very interesting night. The professor came with the theme. Professor, what is it?
Yes, tonight it is interesting. First off, to the world, Happy New Year.
That's
Happy
right.
New Year. And we welcome and we bring in the 23. That's what the young people are calling it from what I understand.
The 23?
This is the 23.
I like it.
And yes, and because this is our second day, first week, first everything, first, we take an introspective look in our lives to start over, clean slate from the top. Everything is about first.
That's
and
right.
This is my first week back from break and such. And so we decided that the theme tonight will be first singles. I'm
I
going
love
to
it.
Repeat
I love
that
it.
Again. First singles. We're going to look at some of the greatest artists in the history of R&B music, and we're going to play their first singles. And whether or not that single exploded and made it for them or not, that's not important, but we can see from whence they began.
And some interesting stories, folks, that go along with that.
That's right.
About some of your favorite groups. Hey, the Jazz is on. Hey, Professor, what did you say about the show last night?
Oh,
Sunday
was,
Night Go.
It was so good. Yeah. It was so good. Support, if you're out there and you haven't yet, support Sunday Night Go with the Jazzy Diva and the WB.
That's
it
right.
Good stuff.
In the 23. Yeah,
in
I like
the
that.
23.
I like that.
And it'll melt and burn away your Sunday night blahs. You know the Sunday night blahs.
I've got to acknowledge a few other people.
Yeah.
Now you know who's up first, and that's 7-Up. She was on before the show started. She listens to everything. Kim Rogers is there. My Mike Ward, I know for a fact he is there as well. So guys, if you're listening, let us know, and we will certainly acknowledge you, right? So we're going to kick it off with some music. We'll come back with some stories. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. This is Monday Night Madness on The Buzz. Whitney Houston with Teddy Pendergrass.
All right.
Yeah, I like it.
This is her first single, 1984. Mm.
Hold you and
touch you and make you my woman. I'll give you my love with sweet surrender. Tonight our hearts will beat as one, and I will hold you, touch you, and make you my woman tonight.
There's something in your eyes I see, a pure and simple honesty.
Whitney Houston, Teddy Pendergrass, Hold Me.
And apropos, because, and I'm going to do a bit of a plug, if you haven't already, be sure you check out the hit motion picture, I Wanna Dance With Somebody.
Love which, that song.
Yes, which is the life and the music of Whitney Houston. And it's playing at a movie theater near you. Now, what's interesting about it, WB, was this song was not featured in the film, but it was the Jermaine Jackson duet from that first album that was featured. And that song was Take Good Care of My Heart. There were two Jermaine Jackson numbers on there, Take Good Care of My Heart and Nobody Loves Me Like You Do.
Amazing.
And although Hold Me with Teddy was the first single, and although that wasn't even mentioned or even spotlighted, I don't want to divulge too much because it's such a great film. You got to go see it and experience it yourself. But I will point this out. You know, her father was a manager at that time. And look, the thing about Whitney Houston is look at that family. Her mother, Sissy Houston, is a legend in and of herself. The Queen of Soul is her godmother. Dionne Warwick is her first cousin. I mean, you cannot ask for better genes than any of that. So it was inevitable that she was going to be an explosive icon. It was inevitable. But 82, 83, 84, first album comes out in 85. I guess the daddy, who was the manager, knew that, well, how can I put it? There were whispers. There were whispers.
Okay.
So it appeared that the best thing to do was to get some men to do duets. So.
Okay. Now, going back to Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I've made a mistake here.
Yes.
Whitney Houston. Okay, let's go to Teddy Pendergrass first.
Okay.
He started with Harold Melvin as and the Blue Notes as a drummer.
Yes.
And then they discovered whatever talents he had.
He could sing.
And he, wow. And a lot of people thought that women are holy. He was the originator, the leader of the group, but it was actually Harold Melvin.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm right.
Yeah.
Now, on the other hand, then he went solo. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, Whitney Houston, I don't believe she ever sang with a group, right? She always was a solo artist.
Right, right. She did back up her mother with some club dates, yes.
Okay.
But as a group, no, she was always a solo artist. Uh-huh. Her mother, I think, groomed her for that. As I said, it was inevitable. It was going to happen.
Look.
Yeah.
That voice. Now, contrary to popular belief, she's not related to Thelma Houston.
Absolutely not.
Okay, folks, so don't make that mistake, okay? All right. Anyway, we've got some Al Green, some Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye coming up back to back to back. I think this is a Monday Night Madness triple play. If you're listening and you have my number, text me, okay?
Yes.
I'll give it to you anyway. 909-910-0265. Again, that's 909-910-0265.
Enjoy. Al Green's first single.
Backup train.
Backup train.
Backup train.
Turn around. I've got to take my baby. Wherever I'm bound. Helping hand, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll never forget the girl I left behind. Her tears, her kiss, her face stay on my mind. I got to make her say that she'll forgive me. I gotta get back to her.
Conscience be your guide. Let your conscience be your guide. Oh, baby, if you want to leave me, I've never done you wrong. I've always stuck right by your side. Oh, baby, you only had to call my name. But oh, baby, if you could feel, oh, feel the same. Oh, darling, my darling, oh, yeah. Let your conscience be your guide. If only you could remember just how hard I tried. Please, oh please, don't forget I've given you the best years of my life. You know I've never, never, no, 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 never done you wrong. I've always stuck right by your side. Oh, baby, you only had to call my name. Whoa, girl, if you could feel the same, then oh, darling, my darling, oh, oh, yeah, let your conscience be your guide.
Marvin Gaye.
Let your conscience be your guide.
His first single.
Come on, come on.
It's pretty much a pretty incredible, pretty incredible. Always a Marvin Gaye fan, always. And then we had Stevie Wonder, Al Green. Oh, my, my, my. Backup now, train.
Yes.
Al Green, okay. Not surprised about that. Being his first single.
Oh, no? Why is that?
Because, you know, I'm going back in that era, that sounds about right,
mm-hmm.
you know, to me, okay?
Okay.
And following him, yep, I can see that. I remember that coming out, right?
Oh.
However, I am surprised by Stevie Wonder's, I call it pretty music, but what was the name of the entire?
But the old folks call it the blues.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Surprised by that because I thought Fingertips was number one, his first single.
That was the first hit.
Ah.
Yeah. Something we should make clear. We're playing first singles. First singles do not necessarily depends on who the artist is and their story.
Right, okay.
What's happening. But what you may hear tonight may not be the first hits.
Okay. Yes. Excellent. 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 Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it. Love it. Hey. If you want to acknowledge, hey, CC is tuned in. Hey, thank you so much for that.
All right.
Okay, CC, she's in Riverside, California.
All right.
And then Pauline, my great friend Pauline Garrett.
Oh, yeah.
She's in San Bernardino, California.
All right. Holding it down, San Bernardino.
Right. And Beverly Haynes, she's in Rialto.
Beverly.
Rialto, California.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. And we did mention 7-Up.
Make 7-Up yours. We do.
I love it.
She is our fan. We made her.
Look, I tell you what. Ours. Kim Rogers always there.
Kim.
Hey, love you. Love you. Love you. Thank you so much for that. Wow, wow. We love it when you guys acknowledge, when you let us know that you are listening.
Certainly
that
do.
Makes our day even better. Much, much better.
And gooder.
In at 23. Oh, I'm going to use that.
Yes, sir.
In the 23. That's right, 2023, folks. Come on, let's do it. It's right here. And we can make things happen. This is only the second day of the year, so guess what? We get to work it now. Who knows what will happen?
Just let your conscience be your gut.
Look, it's already working for me. All right. This one of my all-time favorites, ladies and gentlemen.
Please, first single and first hit.
Please.
Come on now.
Please.
Oh,
please,
don't make me beg. Don't make me beg.
Lord.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I love you so. You done.
Okay.
Do you
know where Please, Please, Please came from?
No, I don't know where it came from, but I'm going to tell you where I'm going with this song in here in a minute. I saw this.
The
icon, Mr. James Brown.
You saw the Cape routine, didn't you?
I most certainly did. hold it. Yes, I did. Oh, amazing. I saw him at least three or four times at the Fabulous Mosque Auditorium.
Gosh. And
this was his closing song with the cape.
That's right.
And he would come out, man, look at, he would have, changed at least three capes, maybe four capes.
Oh, sure.
They were all different. Red, white, gold. Oh my That's goodness. Right. And the Cape Man. I had the pleasure of interviewing the Cape Man, remember?
I do. Mr. Danny Ray.
That's Danny Ray. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's no longer with us,
yes,
right?
That's right.
But I had the pleasure of interviewing him right here on The Buzz.
Yeah, boy.
That's right. Also.
Wonderful.
Along with Fred Wesley. We interviewed Fred Wesley.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my, my.
I remember.
Oh,
good stuff. Good stuff.
But this song, please.
Oh, please? Okay, I'll tell you, please. Okay. Where did it come from?
Please.
It came from Brown would travel around. He was always carrying a tattered napkin with him in his pocket. And something was scribbled on that napkin. And it was, this one word three times, please, please, please. Brown didn't write that down on the napkin. He had coffee with Little Richard. Little Richard wrote down, please, please, please. And Brown told him, I'm going to make a song out of that. And it was a long time until it came together. Now, that was for their first recording for Federal Records. And then when Federal was about to put it out, the CEO of Federal, he didn't want to put it out because he was like, well, where's the bridge? You know, where's the climax? It's the same line over and over. All he's doing is saying, please, 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 from the beginning to the end. They couldn't get it. He didn't want it out, but he was convinced to put it out, and it made
it. Was a hit.
It was a hit.
Look, folks, just because you CEO, okay.
Here he goes.
Present company not included in this conversation. It doesn't mean know everything about what sells and what doesn't. How many times have we talked about this? Where, and this even came with Quincy Jones a few times when he didn't want to release something.
That's right.
Right?
But, Berry Gordy.
Absolutely. Especially Berry Gordy.
Berry Gordy, Brandon Tartikoff, turned down, Madonna.
Okay. Okay. He lived to regret that one.
Yeah.
He lived to regret that, folks. Monday Night Madness at its finest. I forgot. I'm WB. And to my left, it is the
Professor of Pop Culture.
Hey, that's him over there. And tonight, we are showcasing the first single recordings of various artists. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy. Now, tell your friends about it. Don't keep it a secret, right? Okay. There are several ways, in case you're listening on one device or through one media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. Okay. The finest broadcasting, go directly to the app on Android. Just simply download Studio, the word Studio, STUDIO, and then letter W. Apple Studio.W, available on Alexa, or you can go to the website, StudioWBuzz.com, available in Google Play, Apple CarPlay, all over the place, right? 24/7, any time, any day, around the globe. The Jackson 5, Big Boy.
Big Boy.
Got some Michael Jackson coming up, Ray Charles, Aretha Franklin, Destiny Child, Beyonce, Prince. Oh, need I say more?
Need you say more?
Mary, do you? Mary, do you? If I don't get well no more, yes, I have now. I've had my fun. And if I don't get well no more, you see, my health is fading me. And I'm going down slow. Yes, I am. I want somebody out there to write my mother. Oh, Lord.
tell her the shape I'm in. Today, tell her the shape I'm in. Oh, Lord. And tell her to pray for me. Forgive me for my sin. In the letter. Tell her don't send me no doctor. You know the doctor can't do me no good. Oh, mama, please don't send me no doctor no more. He can't do me no good. This may be all in my prayer.
Ray Charles.
Now.
That's the blues.
Oh, yes, it was.
I said, that's the blues.
I know what you're saying.
That's right.
Now, that was not the first recorded single, but it was the song. That's a live version. Uh-huh. Don't know when that was done, but the original record of that song
do a little bit more.
Was recorded.
I want to hear that.
Ooh,
I like that. Mama, please don't worry.
Wait for it.
Oh, come yeah. On, Joe. This may be all in my prayer. Please don't worry about me no more. just maybe in my pride.
All right.
It's all right.
Monday Night Madness.
You know, in the studio, when that was happening, the WB and I, we looked at each other like, can you believe that? I'm glad Ray had the, was that trombone?
Oh.
What was that?
It had to be a trombone, okay. Or I'm going to take a stab at another instrument that it sounds similar to.
Uh-huh.
A bassoon.
Okay.
It could have been, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. But that sound was so unique.
Oh, you hear the vibration in your clothes. I mean.
Rachel.
Whew.
Man, yeah. Oh man. You talking about, as a matter of fact, before he said, now that's the blues. I was thinking that the entire song, I'm saying, wait a minute, hold it. This is the blues here.
Oh, and this Ron is Real.
Look, the best.
Jeez.
Good gracious.
Yes.
It'll take you somewhere, won't it?
Oh, God. It took us there and back, my friend. All
right. The professor looked at me. I looked at him and said, wow. Even though this is recorded probably some 60, 50 plus odd years ago, if not longer.
As I said, the song itself, the original.
Right.
First single was 1949.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad we played that live version.
Ooh, yeah, man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. we'll get ourselves together here. Michael Jackson got to be there.
Yeah.
I remember that song, Big Boy. I don't remember that.
No, because it was a regional hit in the Chicago and Indiana area. That was released on January 31st, 1968, long before a little bit before Motown.
Okay.
And Big Boy, the Big Boy recordings were done on the local Steel Town label. And a lot of people thought that those Steel Town recordings were lost, but they were found in the 90s, and they were re-released around 1995. Big Boy, and people first heard of Big Boy when, Jackson did his autobiography in 1988 entitled, Moonwalk. And he talked about, those very, very first, recordings in Gary, there. So there you go, you know.
Well, speaking of Gary, Indiana, folks, the professor has, I remember your first book, correct me if I'm wrong, your first book.
Yeah.
There's an autobiography of Michael Jackson.
Musicological study, yes.
Yeah, okay, all right. I like to see. He had to correct me. No. Musicological study, okay. But that book.
Yes.
Bless His Soul.
Yes, Bless His Soul, The Agony, The Ecstasy, and The Destiny of Michael Jackson.
Where can we find it?
You can find it on Amazon.com. Second edition is available and coming soon. Very, very soon, in a few months.
I'm going to need my autograph copy.
New offering from the professor, but.
That's right. And I'm going to need my autograph copy.
Oh, do not, man, that's like I have the back of my hand. Don't worry about that.
I'm not worried.
And we will, coincide that with a grand special celebration here for Monday Night Madness.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. Hey, got more music for you. This is Monday Night Madness.
Hey.
I just want to acknowledge some of the other shows that we have. I need to talk about this because I know that Dr. Sims is listening.
Yes.
That's right. Dr. Cecilia Sims. Her show, you want to listen to that on Thursdays. Ms. CC's Kitchen, right? It comes on at Thursdays at 7 p.m. right here on the East Coast, 4 o'clock on the West, right? Then, Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays, let's talk about it with Ms. Penny. This is a talk. These are both talk shows, folks, and these are shows that I think each and every one of you might want to listen in. You pick up something and it can help to enrich your life, our lives. And this is what we're talking about in 23. in 23, how to enrich our lives, how to get the most enjoyment out of life. Life is worth living. And we need to do as much as we can to make sure we can inspire, educate, inform, uplift one another, okay? That's how we can make it here. I'm encouraged.
And Ms. Penny is a hit, isn't she?
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, she is. Oh, my God. So is this show, Monday Night Madness, coming on every Monday at 8, about 8:15. Sometimes we go on a little bit later, right? Mm-hmm. But you will get that acknowledgement. Monday Night Madness. It is musicology with a heavy dose of
serotonin.
Serotonin. The professor and I, we are musical archaeologists. That's right. Hey, we dig up the gems and we serve it to you on what?
A silver platter.
A silver platter. Hope you got that. All right. But yes. Let's see. Okay. Oh, CeCe, Dr. Sims. she's listening. She said, thanks for the acknowledgement. You got
all
that.
Right.
Any and every time. Oh, Monday night, Sunday night gold. With yours truly and the jazzy one.
The best 2 hours in radio.
I tell you right now. 9 o'clock right here on the east, 6 o'clock on the west coast. Also, we're going to resume. Very important. Coming up, the Boomerang, radio show. We've been off for the last couple of weeks. You know, the entire cast has been on hiatus. Mm-hmm. But we're coming back with probably the most important show of the year. And this is we're talking about safety, how to remain safe. We want you to have fun, but how to remain safe here in 23.
Okay.
You know, be vigilant. Have fun, but be vigilant.
Okay.
We got several, professionals on board then.
Yes, that's right.
My great friend, Mike Ward. Oh, I got to talk about that too. Mike Ward. He's, a former investigator for the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department.
Oh, wow.
And we did a show a couple of weeks back, and it was called Situational Awareness. Okay? Situational Awareness. Holiday Safety and Situational Awareness. This follow-up show is we're going to be talking about how to be safe, not only during the holidays, but throughout the year.
Good.
Him. And so we'll have Sergeant Kennard Moffitt on there. Dr. Sims, she's on that panel. She's... a member of the panel anyway.
Yes.
Dr. Sims along with Ann Wooten Taylor, who's a judge out of Arkansas. Reverend Rudolph Demery. Dr. Demery, he's there. And hopefully Dr. Harris will be joining us as well. This is a star-studded cast of professionals that are the best of the best in their own professions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to miss that. That's the Boomerang Radio Show. And that comes on Sundays at 6 p.m. on the West Coast, 3 p.m. on the East, 5 Central, 4 Mountain Times. There's so many more. We'll come back and give the other shows.
Yes.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the funny man. The preacher,
oh, boy.
The singer.
Okay.
Derek the Change Man Smith.
Do it up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Do it up.
That's right. Deacon Otis Wicknine. And tell it like it is. You know, anyway, I love doing that. He comes on 3 times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 p.m. On Mondays is Deacon Otis Wicknine and Tell It Like It Is.
Mm-hmm.
Midday, he brings a message. Okay, it's the midweek inspirational message, right? That's not the exact title, but you get the idea. Mm-hmm. Still at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. And then on Fridays, it's the Southern Soul folk, Southern Soul Serenade.
Yeah.
Oh, that singing pastor. But anyway, back to business. Ray Charles, what an icon. What a legend. Michael Jackson. The greatest entertainer, in my opinion, of all time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is there any argument there? Mm. Professor?
You won't get a lot.
And the Queen.
First singles.
Never Grow Old.
Always. This new remix. This is the remix. Radios play this remix.